whole crew here again. Been a couple weeks. We got Short Bus, Slim Kitty, and Napoleon Firecracker.
Oh my God.
What?
Slim Kitty?
Yeah.
Oh, who's Slim Kitty?
That's dog. Guess,
he's been waiting
that's
all
dog.
Day.
That's dog. You're Short Bus. I heard all
I didn't
about
know
it.
That. I don't.
Dude, I heard all about the SBK.
Kitty.
I heard all about the SBKs. Like
Short Bus Killer.
There's something wrong with anybody that uses like you know that's like MGK, the biggest douche of all douche. Like
abbreviation.
SBK. No, it's abbreviated. They're called initialisms. That's what that's called. All isms are bad though.
Isms.
All isms are bad. It's a lot like socialism.
What about for shizzleism?
Still. I'm just saying. SBK.
What about
man.
SBK?
I don't know, man. Listen, I look into my opponents. I dig. I get the dirt, son.
I know. We know.
Well, there's no dirt. It's
a
nickname.
Oh, I got dirt.
See now he's out here. See,
I
got
dirt.
Why are you guys picking on me? But he throws
because
a lot.
I'm ready now. I'm ready.
You started it today.
Go ahead.
I know you
got
a spot.
We're
going to
get into all that tonight. We're going to talk about FanDuel.
What did I say in that text earlier?
He's going to Atlanta.
No, that he's you same age as Tom Brady, but same rings as Josh Freeman.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. You talk a lot.
No, that's why you said it takes an heir to get a haircut, but I don't get gray cuts.
Oh, wow.
You want to go?
I'm ready.
Comedy show all over again. All
right, here we go. Yeah, Ken and Barbie.
What's that noise?
I don't know. What'd you do?
It's your neighbor sawing somebody.
Yeah, that's your...
Do you hear that?
Yeah. That's weird. That's your neighbor like using like a...
Hey,
like
no work
sander,
after five.
Like a sander.
That's very
or
rude.
Or Dremel or something.
Yeah, straight up power tools, man.
So I call him Napoleon tools. Firecracker because he's like almost half the man that Napoleon Dynamite was.
Oh,
is that a height
my
joke?
Gosh, really? Yeah.
You no. sure it didn't go over his head?
And then,
wow,
and then,
might have, man.
And then Slim Kitty. That's a good one.
I just don't understand it.
No, I don't either.
It's just every week I'm trying to come up with good nicknames because I'm so
right?
fucking tired of the Chip Bidens and the
he
fucking.
He thought he was Big Dog.
I even got a Chip Clinton. In there the other day. I mean, listen, let's just go ahead and take the elephant out of the room.
Who said the Chip Clinton, though?
Started getting emails from FanDuel.
See? Emails. Then where'd they go? They disappeared.
No.
Emails.
Chip
no,
Clinton. I started getting emails
no, you
from
didn't.
FanDuel.
You did not get any emails.
About your account, Bo.
My account.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to start watching for
they're
the next.
They're going to start watching my account
for the
you're
next 2 weeks.
You're making false
allegations. Why? These are
for cheating.
Defamation.
Ooh, I mean.
Go ahead. Call.
I'm
keep going.
I'm just saying. Right now, I'm
cheating
for
what?
I'm
under what
first.
Circumstances?
I'm
what
just
statue
saying.
Did I?
They said, how is it possible that you were in first by like 300 points and now it's only like 100? And I said.
Because your team's trash.
I said, somebody must be cheating.
No, I picked two running backs.
And
that
they said,
over
you know what, Commissioner? You're right.
So for 2 weeks in a row, I picked the two top running backs on my team, and that's
yeah,
cheating?
Dude, I was so pissed. Like, Shorty P's over here. Oh, man, I got this. I looked, I got the winning ways. I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm like, Bo's got two players playing right now, and he's got 50 fucking points.
Lucky Evans didn't get a tutty.
I took Leonard Fournette out of my lineup like last
I did,
minute.
Too, and I took Kenny Bourne out.
And I put in Godwin, who got like 2-4.
Yeah. That was a rough, rough day.
Not for me.
So anyways, I'm up by about 90 on you.
Well, you're on 90 on me, but I'm 1 week less in points. Just so everybody knows, I have 1 week less in points, and you're only 90 points ahead of me.
So you're 90 points is a lot of points.
Well, if I had a terrible week, then I'd be in the lead.
You've
still.
Had some terrible weeks, too. Dog, you are... Oh, you're only 10 points behind him.
So I'm 100 points behind you.
Yep. And what the actual fuck known as Shorty P is...
What in the actual fuck?
160 points out of first
What
place.
Happened?
Yeah, but he's also out
yeah,
of
what
week
happened,
two.
Bro? You were leading the pack. Dude. You went out the gate. I remember the first week I was texting these two saying, what the fuck?
Angry Birds 3 came out.
Dude, man. I'm telling you. I didn't hit save. That's what happened. And then you miss a
There
week.
Is no save. It's just...
No, it says submit or whatever
submit.
The fuck it
on
says.
The bottom.
Like, I didn't hit that. And I came
Save
back
lineup.
And looked, and it was still there.
Yeah. Oh,
and
you
then
did
it just,
forget
And
to
then
put
it
up.
Just disappeared, oh. And I was like, shit, man. So I can't
So what you're
zero.
Saying is, so you would really only probably be
He'd be right there in the mix with us.
You'd be right there in the
no,
mix.
No, we're not going to say that for him and then not include me.
Well, I'm saying if you had missed a week, you'd be right up there in first place with me, bro. Yeah.
No,
it'd be a battle.
I'd be in first place by myself.
No,
I missed
I don't
a
think
week,
so.
But you're not going to get any
so.
Excuses
yeah.
from me. I mean, I'm still going to pull into first here eventually again.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do we got? It's we're going into week 13, so we got, 6 games left?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Antonio Brown's going to miss
all
three
I
got to
do is clear
100.
I know. So is Mike
game.
Edwards.
That's it.
Mike Edwards, what do you get?
The same thing. For?
Same
what?
Thing.
Fake? Oh, really?
Fake card.
Sorry, he was hurt anyways. He got hurt on that last tackle.
Man, I like the point that's – which was it, you, Bo, or you, Dog, that brought up the point about Rodgers? I'm kind of on board with that. Yeah, like, he still lied.
It's baloney.
He got suspended for the one game.
What did he fucking do? He got paid.
One game.
Yeah, I understand, but at the same sense, I think it's a little different. It's both – it's fucked up regardless. Regardless of the whole circumstances. But Brown kind of – I mean, that's a felony. They're considered that a felony. So that's a little bit different than just saying something.
Not here in Florida.
Because you're not testifying. He's not under oath. Yeah, you're lying, but you know, you're not admitting to
actually you kinda are. You lied to your team and said that you were.
All he said is he was immunized. That's all he said. So you can take that however you want, but that's all he said. But fucking suspend Rodgers out of the league forever. I don't care. Get rid of the guy. But I mean
you're kinda sound like a Packer fan right now.
Ooh.
Crickets.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Keep the same energy, Goodell.
No, yeah, right. Never.
No. So, well, let's talk about it. It's been a couple weeks, so we've had the Giants and the Colts.
Yep.
Two wins.
Good dub yet last
one
week.
Home,
good,
one away.
Yes,
good even dub. Even though it started out shitty a lot, there's a couple people I have other group chats with, and I swear to God, first quarter, oh, this game's over. They're going to lose. I'm like, oh, I'm glad it's over in the first fucking quarter. And they annoy the shit out of me. It's like literally they give a halftime. Oh, there's no chance they're coming back. Third quarter, oh, they might.
They were only down by what at halftime?
I don't,
10?
Brady was down, what, 27-3 at halftime one time?
Yeah.
Don't ever count that guy out. Don't ever. 28-3. Don't ever count that guy out.
That's funny how you say that. We play Atlanta this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
He said it's a big division game.
Yeah,
which means he has the gut wrenching drive to just kill Atlanta at any means.
They're still in the mix. They're in the hunt.
They kind of are because if you think about it, the Bucks have 8 wins and they have 5 wins. So if the Bucks could fall flat on their, not saying they will, but if they could, things could turn tight. But I think if we win these next three games in a row, let's say you just brought the playoffs.
You brought that up. So what do you think our record will be in the last 6 games? We got Carolina twice,
5-1 at minimum.
We got Atlanta. What do we got? We got Atlanta.
We have Atlanta, Buffalo, Saints.
Atlanta, Buffalo, Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers.
Panthers, Jets, Panthers.
Yeah.
Which I think that there's one of those games they're going to lose. I don't know which one it could be. It could be the fucking Jets for all I fucking know.
It will not be the Jets.
The only team that can beat the Bucks out of those teams are the Bucks. That's it.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
If we lose any game, it's because we sit players, and that would be the last week of the season.
I still think our bench is better than the Panthers.
I
would literally put our bench up against the Panthers. I'd let Kyle Trask take that second string offense, and let's see what he's got.
I mean, the Bills, I feel like if we can pound
use
the ball.
Use that as a scout game.
If we can run the ball on them and just
pound that rock.
This is looking ahead till next week, but Atlanta, we know what we have to do with them. That's a division opponent. Yeah. They know they got to take care of that business. But
what was the score of the first Atlanta game?
It's like 38-17.
It was kind of close. No, it was a little bit closer than that.
It was like 38-17.
They scored. I checked the score. I think it was a little bit closer than that. They got one more final touchdown towards the end.
Did you go to the game?
Yeah, I was there. The only game I didn't go to was the Dolphins game. Chip, did you go? No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
Crickets.
Oh, damn, I didn't even see the both scored. Who scored?
Oh, it was 48-25.
48-25. But we got a second pick six towards the end. So it was like 30. Yeah, it was kind of close towards the end. But like I said, the only team that is going to beat the Bucks are the Bucks. Toe to toe, there's not one team in this, even in the NFL, that would literally beat the Bucks. When they're 100% healthy, rocking and rolling, they cannot be stopped. They can't. Well, the Colts are not a shitty team. The Colts were 6-2 in their last 8.
Yeah, there's.
They were on fire. They were rolling. They had the best running back in the league, and we stopped every bit of that. But they kind of exposed their secondary because we're banged up. We had 4 injuries in, 10 minutes?
But we got – so right now, Murphy Bunting's back. Edwards is back.
Davis, CD3, the only one I really care about.
I don't know what's up with Dean with his little shoulder injury.
But Whitehead, didn't he make the last tackle on the kick return? Who was that? He got hurt, too, but he's also suspended, so it's the same
thing.
No,
that was Edwards, I think.
Was it Mike Edwards?
It might have been Mike Edwards that made that tackle.
I think it was.
And then you got Cockrell and Delaney.
Who?
Where's Sherm at? Any news on Sherm?
Sherm is becoming a DB's coach.
But is there any
I think he's out for two more games before he's eligible to come back, which I honestly, if he
what
comes
do you mean?
Back.
He's been out for like four games.
Yeah, but he went on IR, like a certain IR. He has to sit out so many games.
Huh.
But it's like he's almost just a DB's coach, which I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not paying $5 million in salary.
We're only paying him $1 million. It's
like
a,
whatever it is.
Because he's not playing right now. So it's different.
I know Devin White's full. He was full participation at practice. Jalen Darden was full.
Diaz Tooth.
Yeah, right.
He was good. Will Goldstein was good.
He was all smiles about that.
Ali Marpet practiced.
I think he's going to see Tooth Fairy.
JPP didn't practice.
You think his dentist appointment was at Tooth Hurdy?
Huh?
See. I still love that.
Use my joke. The 230.
230.
Oh, no, we should be pretty healthy. I think it's the first time the Gravediggers will be on the field all season.
So what do you think? So I'm going to give the last game against the Colts. I agree. Good showing. I'm going to give it a strong 7.
7?
Yeah.
That's weak. They did better than that.
The Giants game, I'm also going to give a strong 7. Because, again, it was good, but there's still room for improvement.
I'll say the Giants game, I'd give them a flat 7. And the Colts game, I'd give them an 8 just because it was going on a road. That team was hot. They just beat the shit out of the Bills. Yeah. They destroyed the Bills the week before. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor went off. We neutralized him. He wasn't a factor. They had some big throws. We had some big turnovers.
So a solid 8.
A solid 8.
No. I'd say Giants game probably around a 7, but the Colts game I'm a little higher. They fought as a team. They were down early, but they didn't give up. They
are
had,
you
they
over
should.
8?
Yeah, about 8.5.
Shorty P, did you watch both games?
No, I did not. I did not catch the Giants, but I would say the Colts game. I would say that was definitely I'm more with Bo on that for the
yeah.
8.
They battled back. They finished the game strong. They had the touchdown. Yeah, that last kick return, you know, whatever. But they showed signs of resiliency. They stopped it. They stepped up.
So you
up
feel
when
justified in your 8?
Huh?
8.5. Excuse me.
I feel good about it. Okay. I feel a lot better going into these next 3 games than I did before.
Oh, well, I would agree with that statement too. Okay.
Well, because it's a fact.
We'll be going over the picks here in a minute. We'll talk about facts. Anything from the Rays lately, boys?
Oh, the lockout just happened this morning.
We had a huge signing.
We did have a huge signing, too, as well.
You know, and they've been going after some free agents.
Two. We had actually had two couple good signings.
Yeah.
Corey Kluber.
And traded Joey Wendell.
Joey
Bass. The big news was we signed our rookie, Phenom.
Rondo Franco.
For 12 years, what was it, 220?
Up to $220
million. $220
million? Yeah.
A rookie?
20 years old.
Yeah. They had to lock him up before the lockout started, but they needed to do that for arbitration.
So walk me through the lockout. What does this mean to baseball?
So the lockout, so pretty much it's a whole bunch of bullshit. The commissioner of baseball wrote this fucking apology letter to the fans. They apologize, this and that. This offseason, the signings was $1.4 billion throughout baseball. $1.4 billion, which is 4 times higher than it was previous years.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because they knew this lockout was going to happen because MLB wants to initiate a small, medium-based salary cap for baseball to make all teams competitive.
Okay. Make all teams spend money.
Teams spend money to a certain relevancy, so you don't have these super teams, but you also don't have these shit teams that just throw together teams to lose the tank for playoffs and stuff like that.
Okay.
The Players Association, that has nothing to do with the players that are even playing today. It's just all about the players that have thoughts and feelings about protecting the players. They're just not agreeing side to side.
Okay.
So now they're just going to have to work it out, and hopefully they can figure it out. And they're still expected to start on the time, but there's just going to be no movement, and that will be until this is resolved.
So nothing happens at this point. Mm. Everybody's sitting home on their sofas.
Like, no, they're fucking working their asses off. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like players are probably like playing in like
the Dominican leagues. There's fall balls. There's these guys don't stop playing baseball.
Yeah, most of them. I mean, there'd be a few, like your elites. They probably do their own personal
training. Yeah,
you know. Whatnots,
but like for executives, like the GMs and all them, they're sitting
there's
around
no
doing
winter
shit.
Meetings. There's no looking in players.
They ain't getting paid either. Then, huh?
Like, nope. Nope.
I'm sure everybody's fine. I'm sure they're okay. I'm not sure anybody's worrying to look for a paycheck.
Yeah,
right
when
now.
You're making $10 million a year and you've worked half the year, you're still good.
The biggest contract that Khan signed was Max Scherzer from the Mets. He's 37 years old.
Okay.
He throws about on average 3,500 to 3,600 pitches in a year.
Okay.
It's in a solid year, maybe 20, 25 starts.
Okay.
He just signed a 3-year, $150-something million contract, averaging about $42 million a year.
Jesus.
Breaks it down to about $13,000 every time he throws a pitch.
Jeez.
It was like $8,500 a minute.
Yeah.
$8,500 a minute.
For one pitch, he gets $13,000 based on his contract. And that's if he just, you know, goes that way.
25 starts out of 162 games?
Yeah.
25 to 30.
Yeah, 25, 30.
You
some,
have five
some
starters.
Some have like 34, 35 if like they're the ace. And they
you'll have openers. You'll have off days. Sure. You're not going to, I mean, injuries and stuff like that. But yeah, 25, 30 starts, which is what? Almost a fifth of the season, I would say.
Roughly.
Why are these ballplayers bitching then?
They're not bitching at all.
Yeah, they don't.
they don't. It's the
players.
The players association.
Who represents?
Which
them
is pretty much retired players that just want to still have their feel for the Grapes because they see all this money going out there and they didn't make this money, so now they want to try and get some kickback.
What's
it
his
happens
name?
In football, basketball. All
what's
these
his name? Bobby, the dude that got that contract.
Bobby Bonilla or he, Bobby Bonilla.
He will Hit. Still be getting paid. After Wander Franco gets all of his money from the Rays, because that's how he worked out his contract.
His contract, he signed a contract in 2012 that started in 2021. This year, he gets $1.2 million till 2037.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's not even playing. He's
that's
just
a smart way to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
trying to make your money while you're out there, have your fun, but then know
you've
that
you've
got.
You never heard about that? Best contract in sports history.
1 year, you could party your ass off.
Say this contract again.
So in 2012 was his last year he played, but he signed a contract that year stating that in 2021 he would get $1.2 million a year from now till 2037.
Oh,
so for the next 16 years, he's collecting $1.2 million for doing nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, when he retired, he already had money. It's not like you.
Which team signed that?
The Mets. Dumbass Mets.
He was a good ball player, too.
Yeah, he was decent. I mean,
like, what kind of money was he bringing in?
He
was
like a better businessman, though.
I mean, it wasn't as high, but, I mean, he was double-digit millions.
Yeah,
but still at that time, guys were probably making, like, 50, 60, 70.
Those were the high, those were the high contracts over, like, 2 or 3 years.
So did the Mets just literally pay this out every year, or do they just say, fuck it, it's $16 million?
Well,
they just gave
Max Scherzer $43
million.
Yeah,
I think the way that it was, he scheduled in the contract.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what
he,
it is.
Yeah, his agent
team,
did that.
The team would send him a check for...
Because it's like, let's get your services now and not pay you for it, but we'll pay 10, 12 years down the road.
So when he retired, or even when he was playing, when he signed that contract,
I bet
know
you
if
he was puckered during fucking COVID.
Yeah. I don't know if he retired the year after he signed
did.
That contract.
It was. He went to that. He went down to the Marlins, and then he fell off. He couldn't do it anymore.
He probably just
it was towards
quit.
His end of his career.
Yeah.
He literally negotiated
Smart.
The best contract in sports.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, and it probably wasn't much. It was probably like 36
unless the world comes to an
year,
end, and then you're like shit out of luck. But I guess that doesn't matter then. Or if like zombies come out of this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You never know.
You don't. But what I do know is tomorrow never comes because it's always today.
And yesterday never happened because it's always today.
So bad.
Yesterday is those past tense.
But it never happened because it's today. But
yesterday did happen because it happened yesterday.
But not about tomorrow.
So we had a couple weeks worth of picks.
Yeah.
We need to review week 11 and week 12, and then of course pick for number 13.
Week 11, he shit the bed, Bo.
He did.
He dropped.
No, week 11, I did
like
good.
Skid marks.
Oh,
last week
he
I did 6-9. Last week
you just said you went like 3-13.
That was the week before. That was week 10. Yeah, I was 3-9 or 3-12 on week 10.
Jeez. Huge.
Yeah, it was a bad. That was the week that we all. That was a terrible week.
What I did that week? Because I don't think we discussed that because that was the week before Thanksgiving.
No, that's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. It was week 10.
Yeah, week 12 was last week.
Week 4-10.
Oh, at least I beat you.
And he did 4-10 too. Yep. You know who won that week?
Shorty P.
Yeah, baby.
What in the actual fuck?
5-9.
Yeah. 5
won
and
that week. Won that
week. 5-9 won that?
Hey,
we are
go.
Trash.
Let's go.
We All are right, terrible.
So week 11 started out with the Patriots at Falcons. Thursday night, we all took Patriots. We all win. Colts, Bills. Us three took Bills. Shorty P took the Colts in one. Ravens, Bears. Us three again took the Ravens in one. He took the Bears. Shorty P and lost. Shorty P and Bo took the Lions thinking they were going to beat the Browns. That was funny.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Well, they lost. Dog and I won. We all took the Titans against the Texans and lost. Packers, Bo and Dog took them, and we took the Vikings and won.
Bullshit.
Dolphins. We all took the Dolphins except for Bo. He took the Jets.
I tried.
And he lost. We all took the Eagles. Bo took the Saints and lost. We all took the football team. Bo took Panthers and lost.
Damn.
We all took 49ers and won. Dog and Shorty P took the Raiders against the Bengals. They lost. Cowboys. Bo and Shorty P took them over the Chiefs and lost. Seahawks. Dog. You lost. Cardinals beat them. Chargers. And Steelers, we win. Shorty P loses.
Damn it.
And we all took the Bucks and won. All right, so last week, real quick, starting on Turkey Day football, Bears and Lions, even though some sent their picks after the game started.
That's not true.
Shorty P did.
No, it's okay.
Oh, you're going to allow it? Because he lost anyways.
Wasn't the actual fuck?
Yeah, you can switch it over.
Dog and I took the Bears.
For real.
We win. Bo was the only one to take the Raiders. That beat the Cowboys, and three of us, Dog, Bo, and Championship, took the Bills. Shorty P keeps going with the Saints and loses.
Jeez.
Steelers, Bengals. Bengals, we all took Bengals. We all took Panthers and lost against the Dolphins. We all took Eagles and lost against the Giants, except for Shorty P. We all took Patriots and won. We all took Falcons and won against the Jags. Jets. Bo stuck with the Jets against the Texans and won.
Are the Saints ever going to win, you think?
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
Shorty they're playing tonight, too.
Was the only one to take the Broncos against the Chargers. He wins. Bo was the only one to take the 49ers against the Vikings and wins. Dog was the only one to take the Packers against the Rams and wins. We all took the Ravens. Shorty P took the Browns. Football team, Seahawks. Bo was the only one to take the football team, and we took the Bucks. So Bo kicked ass this week at 10-5.
What'd I do?
8-7.
What'd you do?
Shorty P and I did 6-9. Six wins, six wins, nine losses. Oh, the week before is where I went 13-2.
Wow. This is our championship.
All right, guys. So bad. I'm out of here.
All right, we got to go. All right. This week.
Hold on. Say that again.
This is going to make bloopers.
Shorty
this has
P
to go to bloopers.
And I both had six wins and nine losses.
That's not what you said, though. Wow.
Cowboys at Saints tonight. We all take the Cowboys. Bucks at Falcons. We all take the Bucks.
Shorty P, how do you feel after that comment?
I don't feel good, man.
He said Shorty P and I
made from fucking Napoleon Dynamite to this. I mean, to almost wrecking on the way here. This is just no edible.
Cardinals and
fun.
Bears.
Dude, you ain't getting over this one, dude.
Bo Burgers, that's all I can say.
He
about
said
tonight.
This on live radio.
Bo Burgers, the only thing that's gone well today. Fuck. Everything else is shit.
That's such a bad.
Oh, he's still on
such
a rant.
Bad day for Shorty P. Sorry, bro.
Glad they put that fence up on the Skyway.
Cardinals and still Bears. The inside. Somebody give it to me. Cardinals.
Oh, shit. What? I'm gonna
Cardinals,
Cardinals
and Bears.
Cardinals. Oh, fuck.
Cardinals.
I'm glad I made everybody laugh.
Holy Cardinals shit. And Bears.
Wow.
You guys are weird.
Shorty.
Don't say Cardinals, it like that.
Man. Cardinals.
Cardinals, man. Jeez, man. You might just call me Napoleon.
Dolphins hosting the Giants.
Oh, fucking Giants. Dolphins.
Go, yeah, all right.
Oh, man.
I you go the Giants.
Dolphins?
No, Giants are out there starting quarterback.
The Giants. Mike Glennon's the backup quarterback for the Giants.
Do you know why?
I'm going
name?
Dolphins.
You know why Daniel Jones is out?
Neck
issues. Mike
man,
Lennon's got
I'm
some
going,
neck to
I'm
give
going,
him.
I'm going Giants, man. I got to go the other way.
Right, you're going Giants?
It. Yeah, let's take it.
Rams, Jaguars.
Chip, you didn't announce yours, dude.
I said Dolphins.
Okay.
Rams.
I say Rams, too.
What was it? Rams who?
Jags.
Hosting the Jags.
Oh, I'm going the Jacksonville Rams. Definitely Rams.
Shorty P?
Rams.
Football team at Raiders.
Raiders.
It's just because it's out in Vegas. Deshaun Jackson. I'm going to go Raiders.
Yeah, same.
All right, I'm taking football team.
Wow. All right, good luck with
Chargers at Bengals.
Chargers, I can't get that Bengals. Shit out there quick enough.
I don't know. That's going to be a good game. That should be the Sunday night game right there.
That'd be one.
Chargers at Bengals.
Two young quarterbacks.
Yep.
I'm going
Bengals because they're home.
All right, Colts at Texans.
What'd you do?
I did Bengals.
Okay.
Just Colts.
Making sure you're saying.
I did Colts as well.
Yeah, you're not really saying yours.
Colts and Texans. Is that who it is?
Yeah, Colts and Texans.
Colts.
I'm always going to Colts.
JT's going to run angry.
Colts.
Okay, Vikings at Lions.
Unless they're up against the Bucks.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Lions have to get
Yeah, Vikings.
Vikings.
Did you say Lions?
Dude, they gotta get one
dude,
soon.
Dude, I'm going with Lions. They're going.
See, they're
to.
Gonna
I'm
get.
Right?
They're gonna get that game.
He said,
"It ain't gonna be against the Vikings." Eagles at Jets.
Eagles, Jets,
Eagles,
Eagles.
Dude,
Eagles
that was the last. Let's talk about that for a second with the Lions. That was the last minute and a half, right? And they failed that shit.
Yeah. Always.
That's Vegas, dude. That's
no, that is. A lot of people have been saying that's Vegas too.
No, that's all
Eagles and Jets.
Lion football.
Shorty P.
That is kind of Lion football, but
Eagles at Jets.
Eagles.
Ravens at Steelers.
I'm going Ravens.
Ravens.
I'm over the Steelers bullshit.
Steelers are over each other.
Every week, guys.
They've lost me some money.
49ers at Seahawks.
Niners.
49ers as well.
Oh, definitely Seahawks this time.
Yeah, that's a definite loss.
Watch
They're falling
Seattle,
apart.
Baby.
Broncos at Chiefs.
Fucking liberals will pull through.
I'm going Chiefs.
You're going Biden. Chiefs?
I'm Broncos going Chiefs and Chiefs? As well. Broncos.
Chiefs.
At Chiefs.
Yeah.
Arrowhead.
All right. Broncos. Patriots at Bills. Monday Night Football.
Patriots at Bills. Pats. That Belichick, I'll tell you what, man. That might be the team to beat in the AFC. I'm not even kidding around.
I'm
that
going Bills.
That defense is fucking scary.
You're going Bills?
I'm going Bills.
All right. I'm going Pats.
Points, I'm going to say 44.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pats, too.
Okay. And you're going 44.5?
Yep.
39.
44.5, 39 for you. I am doing 30.
Oh, you don't see any points, huh?
Uh-uh.
Like 45.
It was already snowing there the other day.
That's a future AFC championship matchup. I don't know if it can be.
Why not?
Depends on how seeding, because they're both in the AFC East.
What do you mean?
Well, no, one could be a wild card.
No, it would be a divisional game, because they're divisional opponents.
No. It would have to depend on the seeding.
That's how the wild card is.
Yeah, but there's seven teams that make the playoffs. There's one there's one first round bye for the number one seed. So if the Bills stumble in as the second wild card, then they could make it to the AFC Championship as the road team.
Yeah,
or vice
happen.
Versa.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen, I guess. But I'll tell you what, those Patriots, dude, that defense is, I don't know what the fuck
they're on right now.
Fucking rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
They are literally, they might be the hottest team in the NFL right now.
See,
yep.
Here
they
you
haven't
go.
Lost.
Now, who's the Patriot fan?
I'm fucking stating facts, man.
No.
You just said you 6'9 with Shorty P. Come on. Let's not forget that.
Did this dude really, man?
I thought we got
He's
him.
He's just upset. Ridiculous,
man.
He's just upset.
So can we go
That's
over our overall record?
Second place.
Yeah, what's our overall records?
Oh, shit.
See, he already wants to get away from that, too.
Well, let's see.
Did you get an email on that?
25 and 32, 85. 30. I'm a lot to a little still. Because the last time we did this without me sitting here and have to add them all up, I was already four games ahead of second place.
Yeah, you went 3-13 and 6-9.
And then the second week I went up by three games. The next week that was the week that we all did terrible. And then
so how did you go up 3?
No, the one time he did it, he had 10 more wins than the games we've even played.
Oh, dude, you're out of control.
Okay, Chip.
You just can't. I mean, listen, this shit is right here for anybody else that wants to sign into their game account at some point in time and do something.
Chip Clinton,
you can see everything I've done.
It's okay, but we caught you. We caught
me
red-handed that you had 10 more wins than games even played, and I had less.
He was counting preseason.
That's not true.
Preseason stats.
Ernest. Dodger,
I guess I somehow cheated in FanDuel too, right?
No, but you're saying I did because you're scared.
I'm not scared. Never scared.
What's
What's the score over here? Oh,
zero. I didn't even know the game was on.
Saints Cowboys. All right, gentlemen.
Are we going to go over the Lightning?
I think we should.
I definitely think we should.
What's the score right now?
I think 1-0 still.
We'll check right now. Pulling it up on my
TV.
Laptop.
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
Okay.
6 seconds left in the second.
That last game was crap.
I didn't see it.
We were up three. Yeah, we were up 3-0. Then we went to overtime.
Oh, it's
1-1.
Oh, goal.
It's 1-1.
Where do you see that?
On my phone.
My TV's on a delay.
That's why I can't watch sports on those things, man.
Fire stick.
Yeah.
How much of a delay? How much time do you have on yours right now? What does it say? How much time is left on the clock?
5:53.
So they score in the next 9 seconds?
30 seconds. Yep. 5:53, yeah.
Now I want to see this. I think there's something wrong with dogs.
No.
No, there's not.
Why would it be wrong with his? I bet $5 they score.
Stop getting so defensive.
You
want to
bet
your little brother?
I bet you $200 they score. I bet you wrench check this week they score.
Let's see. I want to. Come on, Vasi. Don't let me down. Change history.
You can't change history.
Yes, you can.
You can't go back in time on something.
Listen, liberals do it all the time. Chip by
goal. Free rent. Sean gets $100.
I get $100.
So what we haven't done lately is the. What if?
What?
Yeah, because we didn't record last week.
So what's your what if for the week?
My what if. Since we seen him Monday night and we didn't get to record last week, we seen him Monday night at the Giants game. What if John Lynch stayed and played his whole career in Tampa?
He would have been in the Hall of Fame sooner.
I'm saying would have seen a better defense where we would have been a better team overall.
Was
he a franchise type of guy where you keep him around entirely?
We had him his prime years.
He was a bad motherfucker when he was here for sure.
It don't matter.
But the way that he played would be it's taken out of the game now. Because torpedoed.
No, but I'm saying even when he played his 5 years, 6 years in Denver, mm-hmm. what if he would have played those years here? Because he left in like 2006, 2007, right?
Yeah, he left right when everything was falling apart.
He would have played up until 2012.
I don't think he would have.
He wouldn't have stayed as long as he played in Denver because they were actually doing pretty good in Denver when he was there. We weren't.
Who was their quarterback?
In Denver?
At that time. That was before
Kyle
Peyton
Orton.
Manning.
No.
Kyle Orton, Jake Plummer. Jake the Snake Plummer. Still, though, I mean, we went to the playoffs in 07 and lost to the
Giants. They had Cutler. They had Jay Cutler.
So
did they have Jay Cutler when he was on the team?
Yeah. When in 2010, we were 10-6, and we should have went to the playoffs. But that's the year Green Bay won.
Yeah, I don't think he would have made that much of an impact of a difference
with Rondae Barber.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Derek Brooks. That was his last year, 2010.
It was.
I mean, think about it, man. We could have had another run if they would have really spent the money and gave him a lockdown.
I think he had a lot, like, they were worried about his, like, health.
Neck, I think it was.
Him and Allstott.
Yeah. Well, they were bangers.
Yeah. He literally torpedoed players.
I honestly think you can't
play that way today.
I think Gruden just dismantled our team.
You think?
Yeah. He traded
away. What do you think about what's going on with Gruden and him trying to sue the NFL now? And
I get it. I mean, they opened a
680,000 emails and they only released 10.
Yeah, they opened up a can of worms just like Hillary. Oh,
he's just like Hillary?
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Well, yeah, we don't. Let's not do that, Slim Kitty.
I thought there was like an email thing.
All right, what about yours? What about what if from you?
What if?
I could make one easy.
Go ahead.
What if I was in second place on anything that we're doing right now?
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
How do you figure?
Because
you definitely can't make a Bo burger like that. So you would be.
I'm talking about
place.
On our FanDuel picks.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about.
Bo won't even share with me what's in the Bo burger.
Does Sean share his fishing spots?
I know what's in the Bo burger.
I don't listen. I saw Zane the other day. We talked, and he didn't really want to sell, his best friend out or anything, but he did tell me that a lot of the fish we see on the Instagrams and stuff like that
are tied up at a dock.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or he's generally the one that took them and then handed it over to Dog to let Dog.
No, but, come
wow,
on.
Wow, really?
Come on.
I'm going to say he goes Chip. He goes Chip, 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 Chip. Let me ask you something.
Even I
When's the last time you caught a 60 or 70 pound tarpon out of Lake Tarpon? When does that ever happen?
Fake news.
Yeah, I'm calling your bluff on that one.
A 30-pound grouper out of Lake Seminole.
Maybe in Shorty P's knows that's just trash.
That's just where I tagged it.
Huh?
That's just where I tagged the photo.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to our boy Jay the other day, and I'm thinking about sponsoring a fish boat. And I was like, who could we ask to actually be on the boat and fish? And we immediately started talking about the group of guys or whatever.
What do you mean sponsor?
What kind
fish
of fishing?
Boat? But I was thinking that
what
I
kind
would probably
of fishing boat?
Call Zane and ask him if
like
he
sailfish, marlin, tuna, like big game fish.
And sponsor
yeah,
with
yeah.
what?
Yeah. What do you mean? Marquee.
Marquee.
Yeah.
What kind of boat?
Don't worry about it, dude. Because I'm trying to get guys that really catch fish.
I do.
Huh?
Oh, I caught triple tail over the weekend. I caught a bunch of triple tail.
Really? Did yeah. you bring it?
When's Chip couldn't catch a cold in the pandemic.
When's the last time that you brought me any fillets from your
I brought him
killings.
Some stone crab not
when?
Too long ago, but he ate them all.
Dude, you brought me three claws.
It was four, but it was for the one for each of us. They're large.
No, you don't give one claw
to each other. They're jumbos.
I would love to have some fresh seafood sometimes, but it just seems like, I mean, all the fishermen I know, I never get. It's like either they don't like me. Or they ain't catching shit.
No, well, the fish that I mostly target are not necessarily, like, open for season at some times of the year, or it's one per person, or it's, you know.
So I don't deserve to be that one person every once
in a
while?
I don't go offshore and, like, go slay the grouper and snapper and kingfish. Like, I don't ever really get offshore like that. I usually fish, you know, inshore for snook, tarpon.
Understood.
Redfish, trout, and those guys took a big hit.
So I can't look to you for any of that.
They took a big hit a couple years ago and this year with the red tide.
Sure.
So, I don't know if it's safe to eat. I wouldn't eat it right now. Two, everything's closed.
They closed everything again?
No, they opened it, but it's about to close in the next week or so.
What, all the fish?
Yeah.
Really?
So I don't know why they opened it.
What's your what if?
What if it came down to the Lightning going for a three-peat or the Bucks going back-to-back?
That's a tough question.
I'm going Bucks back-to-back.
I mean, I think I am too.
I'm 100% going Bucks back-to-back. 100%.
Or a Rays first.
But that's a hat trick of championships? That's kind of crazy.
That doesn't happen.
Well, yeah.
A three-peat?
A four-peat happened back in the 80s and 90s.
What, with the Bulls or whatever?
No, it was the Rangers.
Was it?
They won four times
in
a row.
They won like 88, 89, 90, and 91.
Was that Gretzky days?
Probably. Wouldn't doubt it. But, I mean,
I'm taking back-to-back Super Bowls.
I would have to. I've seen a back-to-back Stanley Cup. I'm not taking it away that I wouldn't want to see the Lightning, but at the same time.
I agree.
We need to climb up the rankings in these championships.
Rowdies, I hear, lost the championship game.
Yeah, Sunday night. 3-1.
Damn.
Trash.
Try it. No, they did good. They had a great season. Jeez.
He's in a mood today. All right. Well, no, you're right. I would have to go with the back-to-back.
Yeah, all day.
Yep.
So what's your what if?
I already said what if I was in second place on anything.
That's not even a what if, man.
That's a weak what if.
What if the Lions scored another timeout?
Under 100 points for two more weeks in a row.
What if they would have stalled like within the Who? Last? The Lions, man. I'm still bothered by that game. Like, I just don't understand like the strategic like what the coach is fucking.
Oh, there's no
there, right?
there's no strategy
Dude, that's,
in the Lions locker.
That's,
you haven't won for so long, right? It's been so bad. Like, what the fuck?
That is Lions football.
That is kind of Lions football.
Damn, that was Buccaneer man. Football.
I'd be
that
Lions.
That used to be Buccaneer football. Detroit, find
man.
A way to lose.
Jeez, man.
We certainly could. And we found some good ones, too, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some heartbreakers. Man.
Even within the past, like, 5 years.
What
There's
if I
not
tried
many
to
teams
walk
out
on,
there
man.
That can compare the Bucks
what if I tried to walk
and the Browns.
On the Lions?
They might take you.
Right?
They might take you.
Shorty P,
starting guard.
Yes. Starting
There's
guard.
Not. There isn't many teams out there that have suffered heartbreak like us and
the Browns and
the Browns.
Well, the Vikings, the I think they've had seven losses, and all seven losses are within 7 points of each other. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
No, that's tough.
What do you mean? No,
that
lost.
Needs to get over the hump, and they've had some good seasons. We're talking about year in and year out.
Oh, yeah. Lions are complete trash.
I mean, the Browns are they're playing shaky ball. Everyone was on
the Browns bandwagon.
Everyone's Browns, looking
at it. They'd be the Super first Bowl. Team in history.
They're saying they're not signing Baker.
16-1.
Who?
Lions.
Well, yeah, because it's the first time in history that we've had 17.
I know, but could they really?
Yeah, there's. Yeah, it's possible.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Well, then stop taking them and not a lot of picks.
What do you mean? They've got to win one time, though. But it could happen. They could not win.
They're saying that.
Let's look at the rest of their schedule.
Baker Mayfield is.
Who's Lions?
Mm-hmm. Probably not going to get signed with the Browns this year.
No, Baker's done in Cleveland.
What?
Cleveland.
You think Baker's done?
Yeah.
No way.
Baker's trash, dude. He's never been good. When has he been good?
All right, so.
What about Russell?
Vikings at Russell's Lions this weekend. Cardinals at Lions. Lions at Seahawks. Lions at Broncos.
That'll be a good one.
Lions at Falcons.
Those are going to hurt.
Packers at Lions ain't happening. So
Lions and Seahawks are the only ones.
Yeah.
No, you mean Falcons and Seahawks?
No. Falcons will beat them. Falcons are a better team.
So Seahawks are the only ones that you think that the Lions could beat?
Yep.
What about the Vikings?
I don't think that'll happen.
They don't play them anymore, I don't think.
They're playing the Vikings this weekend.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
The Vikings
are going to win.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cook's out, though.
It's a chance.
But Kirk Cousins has been playing good, and they got a really good defense, the Vikings do.
Cook is out, so maybe I should keep Conklin.
It is possible, man. It's a lot.
You should pick Cook up on your FanDuel this week.
That's what he did.
Yeah,
picked
did.
Up Cook Conklin.
Yep, Cook Conklin.
Maybe they'll beat the Packers. Fuck.
Watch him beat the Packers in the last game of the season.
Yeah.
Ruin the seeding.
That would be ridiculously cool.
Yeah, ruin the seeding.
Let's do it.
I think you're right. Seahawks is the only team.
How do you feel about Russell, though, Chip? You think he's on his way
out?
How about they lose
that fucking game the same way they lost the fucking Super Bowl?
I mean,
how fucking stupid.
I
know you don't have Marshawn Lynch back there anymore, but still, how do you do that?
I don't get how they draw up a play like that.
You're
on the 2-yard line.
Again.
Yeah,
that was horrible. That's brutal.
That's pitiful.
They need O-line.
All right, so
back.
New format. Posting our episodes on Thursdays at 5 o'clock from now on. Going back to the Spotify's, the iHeartRadio.
So they're
going to
start
podcasts.
At 5 o'clock?
We'll post them at 5, and then they're posted on our website after that. Social media links. Same thing as before.
All right, so driving home from work.
Trey wants to get involved as a Lightning correspondent. I figured you boys would have some fun with that.
I thought the last time we tried that, he...
He got scared?
Yes. Yeah, stage fright.
Yep.
Well, stage fright.
Hopefully he's getting over that now.
Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you what. No, jokes aside, the hockey, this I'm loving watching this kid play hockey. You know when your kid, like we say, gets into something without you pushing, and then they run with it?
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
It's good.
Yep. Literally, he's making it back onto if he got arrested, like we were talking about before, if he stole like my championship ring, I wouldn't even get him arrested.
Sure. That's what's wrong with this country. You'd probably give him a prize medal.
Yeah, you'd probably give him first place.
Yeah.
Participation.
That's good, man. I mean, has he been boxing?
Better know how to fight.
Yeah, has he been boxing?
Yeah, well, no, they don't really fight a lot in the 14.
I'm just saying
leagues.
For like
no,
life.
Which, no,
life in
yeah,
general,
I mean,
you need to learn how to fight.
You want to have fast hands.
Fast
you know
hands.
What I'm saying?
Fast
slap
hands.
Shot.
Slap shot.
Get him one of those little things for Christmas.
Speed bag.
Speed bag, yeah.
There it is.
See? Boom.
Secret Merry Santa. Christmas.
Gentlemen, anything else?
Yeah, man. The Gators,
so next week
the
we
Gators
will,
beat the Seminoles.
Gators beat Seminoles, and they have a new head coach, Billy Napper.
So next week, recording Tuesday night?
I thought it was Monday. Sure.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Well, tonight's Thursday.
Midday Sunday.
Don't you even think about it.
Recording on Tuesday night?
Tuesday at 8.
Tuesday at 8.
Tuesday at 7:30.
Okay.
Tuesday at 8:59.
Back to doing some promotions online.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get, you know, Bo to bring some content to the show at some point in time.
Content?
Instead of curtailing everybody.
Co-tailing.
Do you have any Bucks trivia for us?
I might.
Oh.
Let me try and hunt something up on Google real quick.
Yeah, let me go to the app. Let me type in.
I don't even
want
to play your game.
Wednesday trivia.
No, doesn't look like it. No,
what about chipping away? Are we ever going to get a
shot
at that?
Yeah, what's up with
that?
Chipping
Did
away?
Did you say there, Napoleon?
Chipping away is what Napoleon Dynamite's talking about.
What's
Napoleon Firecracker?
The segment there by yours truly, Chippers.
What's chipping away?
I think I we're going to do the start of the year with like mine. I would love to see you guys get some segments, lay down some segments here and record yourself.
We will
and
as soon as chipping away comes into play.
As soon as all of our equipment works.
It does work.
Testing.
One, two, three. Testing works just fine.
I mean,
fine.
You didn't even turn on your mic one of the episodes.
Yeah, are you recording all
of You didn't record one of the episodes. You lost the memory card on one of the episodes.
Look, you got one of the
We all make mistakes, man.
Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Nope.
I did, man. Thanks for asking.
I did.
Yep, gobble, gobble.
We appreciate that. Wow. What's his name? Slim Kitty?
Slim Kitty.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Can we stop with the Chip Biden and the Chip fucking Clinton?
Never, man.
Chip Pelosi. I don't know what you're talking about. Chip Shoemaker?
CNN Chip?
CNN Chip?
All right, no. I mean, now we're just dragging him in the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. We'll see. 2022 is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
New year, new me.
Anything else? How do these people get a hold of us?
2024.
Well, you can hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. At Take It Like a Fan. Studio line 844-542-4111. Text line 727-388-1644.
See you boys next week.
Monday.
Tuesday,
7 o'clock.
4:30.
Y'all will change it anyway. We'll just wait till then. Shit.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Axl Rose, I'm out.
Take it like a fan.
Thursday, next Thursday.
Go Bucks.